KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson reel in the years as they reminisce about favorite shows, recipes, cooking sites, and Nancy's big regret on today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nance, how long did you say we've been getting away with this every week?
Over 12 years, Stein.
I cannot believe it.
Do you know how many episodes we've done? Over 550.
Whew. Good thing we both see the show about the same way. I think both of us know a fair amount about this topic, but I wouldn't say either of us are real experts or real chefs.
Not even close.
Just a couple of friends talking about cooking and eating. I don't even have any tattoos. Not so sure about you, though. What are some of your favorite shows that we've done over the years?
What about that time we made pastrami? That was so exciting.
From Mandy Lee's Lady and Pups, an angry food blog. A Taiwanese-Canadian who was living in Beijing at the time. She's in Hong Kong now, I think, with this killer recipe for an Eastern European delicacy, pastrami. And it worked just great.
Probably my favorite recipe that we ever talked about, I would make it every other week if Mac would let me, is Mandy's cumin rib recipe. Nuts for that thing.
The iceberg blue cheese layer cake, do you remember that?
I make that iceberg lettuce all the time.
That was from Deb Perelman's Smitten Kitchen.
You slice the iceberg horizontally.
Right.
And put the dressing in between.
It's really good, especially in the summer. We did another one in honor of the bologna sandwich, and I was so proud that we gave bologna the love that it deserves.
Yeah, bologna and iceberg, because I grew up eating fried bologna. That was so delicious, just on plain white bread with a little mayo.
I agree, but I do prefer my bologna au naturel, and perhaps with one perfect square of American cheese.
And then there was our great bagel bake-off. My one-hour bagels versus your three-day bagels. And guess which won?
Mine.
No.
Oh, well, gave it a shot. That's right, it came out a push. Or at least that's what you claimed, and I let it go.
I'm not as big as looking at blog posts and websites as you are, but I really, really love that Chinese cooking demystified by the young couple, Steph and Chris.
Yeah, your son Nate turned you onto that, and then you told me those are really useful videos.
She's a Chinese national. He's an expat American living in China in this tiny apartment. They cook on their balcony, and it proves that you can just do so much with nothing in the way of equipment.
Which is where you and I really do differ. I always get the cheap stuff, and you like to get all this fancy gear, don't you?
Well, you know, mostly I buy my fancy gear at Goodwill so that I can afford to spend $15 on a peeler.
Well, if you didn't waste those savings on things like $15 vegetable peelers, you'd have more money for gin.
And designer tonic water.
But seriously, Nancy, after all these shows, do you have any regrets?
You bet I do. I still can't believe you lost our outtake tape.
Count your blessings, Leeson. Those outtakes were my retirement plan. I was going to blackmail you with them. Now I just got to hope I croak before I run out of money. Well, 550 episodes later, we are still always looking for something to talk about every week. So, eaters, if you have any suggestions, we would love to hear from you. Why don't you just put that in the form of a note when you make your pledge to KNKX during our spring fun drive.
Help keep Food for Thought cooking.
I'll have links to all of these Food for Thought shows that we've done, and recipes and the sites and all the rest of it on the post at knkx.org. And we meant what we said. If you have any suggestions for upcoming shows, please do let us know about them and put that in the form of a note when you make your pledge to KNKX to help keep Food for Thought and all the other great shows here on KNKX on the air and on the web. With KNKX food talker Nancy.
We need the dough.
Leeson.
He is Dick.
For the dough we need.
Stein.